Strange Adventure.
The commanding officer of the Sahara Desert Outpost was very happy to see the two autos of the Wilson Hall expedition stop in front of the sun-baked blockhouse. Bill Wilson, the leader, puffed at his pipe.
I'm sorry, Commandant, that we can't visit with you, but we must be on our way. We only have a few days to reach our ranch.
In the meager shade of the building, Pete Danzler, the mechanic, was filling the radiator of the scout car, and Wilson called out.
Jimmy, you and Pete drive on and check the road between here and the next oasis, will you? This place is short of water, so we'll fill our tanks down there.
It was a long, grueling drive along the rough road, and the two men in the advance car were glad to see the few palms that marked the oasis. They were surprised to see another car beside the well, and a man stepped from behind it carrying an automatic. Jimmy Hall stepped back in amazement.
Hey, what's the idea?
The idea is to trade automobiles. Ours has a broken shaft.
Then two other thieves appeared from behind the well and climbed into the scout car. Hall and Danzler were helpless as they watched the three men drive away. An hour later, Wilson arrived and heard the story of the robbery.
Well, pile in. Maybe we can overtake them.
The van sped along the road in pursuit of the lighter, faster car. Suddenly, it was hit by a gust of wind. The next instant, the desert was blotted out as a blinding sandstorm whipped against the windshield. Hall then pointed to the temperature gauge. The motor was boiling. Wilson stopped the car, and in that instant, a terrifying realization came to the three men. In their hurry to get away from the oasis, they had not filled their tanks. They must wait out the storm, and it might last for days. Silently, they sat in their seats, gazing out into the desert, conserving their strength. Jimmy stepped out of the car.
I'm going to see if there's any water left in the radiator. Hand me the shovel. The sand's drifted up under the car.
Jimmy worked madly for a while, then flung the shovel to one side.
Radiator's dry as a bone.
He started back into the car, then remembered the shovel. A moment later, the men in the car were startled by a scream. It was Jimmy's voice. Wilson had been waiting for this, wondering which one would be the first to go mad from thirst. Wilson sprang from the car. Jimmy was screaming.
Water! Water! There's plenty of water!
The young man was not crazy. There was water. When Jimmy had thrown the shovel aside, it had broken through a slight narrow ridge that paralleled the road, an ancient irrigation channel that had been built centuries ago. The men drank deeply, then filled their tanks and radiator. Then they dug out the car and drove on. Soon the storm abated. After a short distance, they came upon the scout car halted beside the road. In it were the three robbers, unconscious and almost dead from thirst, for they had not found the bountiful supply of fresh water that flowed by just 10 feet away. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.